the Fag and Hag Show, episode 10. I am the Fag.
And I'm the Hag.
So I can't believe we're at episode 10 already.
We're going into double digits, people.
It's really quite exciting, to be honest.
It is.
So this is kind of really the longest that we've ever done a podcast, because we kind of did the reflexive podcast, but I think we only ever got to 7, so we surpassed
because
that a long time
Steve
ago.
Steve couldn't be bothered ever.
Well, it was kind of like I had to invite people around to my house. And
but
then,
Steve
like,
likes me, so it's okay.
Yeah, because on the Reflex podcast, we used to have different people around every week. I was kind of like the only main host who was on every single week, and it kind of didn't really work, I don't think. I think you do need a host, two permanent hosts,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah. And plus, you couldn't be bothered.
So this week is your turn to bring the topic, Tori. So I do hope you've got one for us. You don't have a topic for us.
No. And you already said you were going to give one.
Well, perhaps I should, perhaps I shouldn't. Why do you not have a topic, first
because
of all?
Because it's my time of the month and I can't be bothered.
That's no excuse.
Yes, it is.
That's not an excuse. So you're saying because it's your time of the month, you don't want to come up with a topic which takes 5 minutes to choose.
Okay, fine. Yeah, but it's not a very good one.
Okay, I have.
If you've got a good one.
It's a choice. Annoying adverts.
Yeah.
The woman from the Christmas Cooks Challenge, Home Improvement, or funny looking celebrities. You know, like Martin Clunes, with his big fish lips and fucking huge ears.
The woman from the Christmas Cook thing.
That woman from the Christmas Cook. So we've been watching Christmas Cooks Challenge because, again, we had an exam today. Today was graphics, so it started at 9:10 and we finished by 10:11, was it?
Yeah.
So we got out at 11:10 and we just came home and Christmas Cooks Challenge was on the TV, so we watched that. And I don't actually know who she is,
It's the woman from...
Well, you said it was the woman from Charlie and the... Yeah, the granny from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I love grapes!
Yeah, well, it seems that grapes isn't the only thing she loves, is it, Tori?
She loves
everything. Oh, I love lemons.
I love
fish.
Chestnuts.
But the best one was...
Lentils.
Oh, I love beating eggs. It's so relaxing.
What the fuck?
I know. I was like, beating eggs?
Really?
Are you deranged?
She was a bit deranged.
Well,
I think.
Evidently from the beating eggs business.
She was really
Who
scary.
Finds beating eggs relaxing, for one?
Grannies.
Like, just why?
I find it, whenever I beat eggs, I try to beat them weird ways.
Well, that's just odd.
So I just tried to actually beat them, but...
So you're kind of like getting your feet out and starting like... Ugh,
no, with the fork.
Oh, with the fork. That's not as exciting as I expected.
The thing that I've got hasn't...
I imagined it in my head and it wasn't as exciting as what that was.
That wasn't what you're imagining in your head, you pervert.
Oh, no, I didn't imagine that. So this week, I thought we could try and do a whole show without swearing relating to sex.
Oh, my God. It's going to be boring,
like that.
Though.
Well, we're going to try it.
I don't want to.
We're going to try it. Someone's going to break the rules. It's guaranteed.
Probably me.
Yeah, most likely you. Your mouth's like a gutter.
Just... Yeah, I was swearing like a sailor when I was about 5. You would if you were in my family as well.
Why?
Because everybody swears a lot.
Well, our family, my mum is kind of a prude. She thinks that swearing is the worst thing ever. She's a bit odd. It's very old-fashioned.
There is no... My mum's old-fashioned, but she swears loads. She isn't that old-fashioned, I suppose.
I thought there was someone downstairs then.
Well, you're hearing things.
I evidently am, yeah.
Will you stop saying evidently?
Why?
Because it's rubbish.
Well, it is evident. And that
yeah,
is the right
word. Yeah, but
you've
said it twice.
When?
Like, before?
I've said
Evidently
it twice before.
She does. Evidently it is.
You Evidently. Spilled some on your coat there, Tori.
Yeah, it was that pastel.
That was really runny, wasn't it? I should have, like,
it
cooked a little
afterwards.
Bit.
It thickened up a bit, but you ate it before it went runny.
Oh, yeah, before yeah, when it was runny.
Yeah, because you ate it in, like,
I was fucking
mouthfuls.
Starving, man.
Yeah, but you eat everything in two mouthfuls. Like that yogurt.
No, that yogurt is tiny.
No, it isn't. It takes me about half an hour to eat one. I got a small mouth, though.
Yeah, whatever. That's what everyone with huge mouths say, that they have small mouths.
I already know I have a big mouth. Evidently.
Evidently you do.
From our Skype combos.
I'm confused. Were you sucking off the microphone while you were doing...
No, Ha! I didn't lose.
Yeah, you did because you kind of. Well, you kind of didn't because I did. I didn't tell you the rules before we started the show.
Oh, you're a toss.
I didn't tell you the rules, so actually, you do win. Yeah.
Yay!
But we're going to carry on from there. Let's see how many strikes we get. Let's just so strike swear. One for me. Fuck yeah, I can't be arsed with it.
Nor me.
Oh, well.
Swearing it allows me to express myself.
Yeah.
Through no means that is pure.
I suppose. I kind of do dislike swearing just because it seems
My God!
No, just because it seems like everyone does a lot.
Oh, my God. Why I got that? Ava back.
Yes, you did. So when did she come back last night, was it, yeah?
Yeah, about 6 o'clock.
You excited to have her back?
Yay!
So what did Norman say when she brought when
nothing,
he brought
I
back?
Didn't even look at him.
Is he living with you again now?
No, is he fuck?
Is your mum back with him?
I don't know, I heard them kissing downstairs. I was like...
You heard them kissing? They were going...
Mwah, 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 mwah. He was like exaggerating the noises.
Oh, just so you could hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pisses me off when people do that.
He's a toss, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't actually know him.
He's a toss. He took my dog!
I didn't see much of a toss when I met him, but taking your dog is kind of a toss-ish thing
and
to do.
And making my mum cry.
Well, that is kind of a toss-ish exactly. thing to do as well. Yeah, he's a bit of a toss.
Yeah, thank you. As long as I get that out there.
He kind of had stinky breath as well, if I remember rightly.
Ew. That's rank.
He's kind of rank, yeah.
Yeah, and he has false teeth, which creep me out so
yeah,
much.
See, the false teeth probably what make his breath smell.
Probably.
Because false teeth apparently make your breath smell. Because you get, like, shit stuck under your teeth and it's, like, rots under there.
That's nasty, vile. Nastiness.
So again, this week we've had exams.
Yep.
We have our last exam on Thursday.
Yep.
So that's 2 days' time.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the end of the exams? Because we have our longest
Fuck
exam
yes.
on Thursday, 2.5 hours in one go.
Yeah, and then 2 more hours.
Yeah. We got... No, then it's 1.5 hours. Oh, it's 2.5 hours and 1.5 hours.
That's
okay. So it's not too bad.
French will be all right because...
I'm not keen on French because I don't really want to get up that early and just start doing French.
Yeah, but I get AM lying.
What time do you go in?
10:45.
Fucker. Oh, that's not too late. So
yeah,
you probably
still
will
get
still get up at normal time.
No. I get up at 7.
That's normal time, isn't it?
I'm getting up at 7. If I need to go in at
I usually get up at 7:30
8:00. And then
yeah, I wish I had a shower last night. I said
Ava
to Duncan, I'm going to try skipping.
It was really comfy and warm.
Oh, she's so sweet. I love that dog. I'll have to come around and see her again.
Yeah, you have to. She's a babe.
I love her.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a podcast at your house one time.
Yeah, I know.
I'll have to lug all this shit round.
You'll be like, I can't
My
be bothered.
My back
bothered.
Is gonna be like fucking
Your
killing
back.
If I do.
How old are you? 80?
Have you tried carrying this shit?
I've carried about, I've carried a tent.
Don't go on about that fucking outward bang shit, because that was bollocks.
And walked up a mountain. So how
At least
the
you got
bullets?
To see Sophie's boobs in the shower. Or whoever's
no.
boobs in the shower.
I didn't get to see anyone's boobs in the
Why
shower.
Why not? All the guys are like probably showering together, showing their cocks.
That's what boys
other.
Do.
Oh, I do.
We showered in our
I bet if I was
there,
I wouldn't be invited to join in.
Oh, no, you probably would. They'd probably take the piss out of you. But apparently Tom Biggs has got a schlong.
I know, yeah.
Which I can kind of know.
No, I probably wouldn't be invited to join in. They'd be all like, oh, Steve, don't look at him.
No,
me.
I bet they would. Because they're quite,
homoerotic.
Yeah. Seriously, some of them act like big fucking queers.
Jack Milkins is definitely one of them. Although he definitely puts it on, but he does.
Yeah, because he touches my boobs all the time.
Yeah, he touched my ass all the time.
And then I touched his back, and I was like, how the fuck do you like it? And just pinched his nipples, basically.
I remember when I first came out in year 8, I used to sit next to him in French,
mm-hmm.
and he used to... try and wind me up by touching my leg and asking me to kiss him, which was kind of annoying.
Yeah, but
and
how old were you then?
That was when I was 13.
Yeah.
One lesson, I like flipped out in PE. Everyone was shoving hockey sticks on my ass, and I just got like so pissed off with everything. I like was like crying my eyes out.
Aww.
I told Mr. Harry to fuck off. It was well funny. He goes, if you don't get down here, you're going to get a detention. I was like, fuck off and give me one there. He never gave me one. And then on my report, it was like, Stephen is a great student. He always attends every lesson and brings his kid.
Blah, 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 blah.
I was like, bullshit, do I bring my kid every lesson?
I haven't had one P lesson this
I fucking
this
hate
year.
Me. That was in year 9, Mr. Hardy, I think.
Yeah.
People have definitely matured since then. A lot. Loads. Yeah.
Everybody's just all friends now. So
someone
really nice.
Commented on one of the last year's year 11's Facebook pictures. Mm. Fuck me, is hot now.
Who?
Holy shit, let me find a picture. Hold on. Get it up. Facebook.com.
I love Facebook.
Mm, me too. Kurt Withy and Joe Swift commented on Joe Swift's picture. There it is.
Kurt Withy. What a prick. He's not hot. He's vile. Well,
he's much better than he was.
Yuck.
He had like fucking...
I bet he still does, but in photos you can't really see.
Yeah, that's Photoshop as well.
Yeah, but I doubt he photoshopped. I bet he... Yeah.
You're harsh.
Whatever.
That's really mean. So you been up to much this week?
No.
I guess you went over Matt's on the weekend, as that's why you didn't come over mine.
Yes. I've been over your house like every day in the week.
I know, it's great, I love it.
Yeah.
It's more exciting. Dick. I feel like I see you more than your boyfriend does.
You do? That's not funny.
It's awesome.
Aww. He's coming over my house this weekend.
Oh my days.
And my mum's going to be working all weekend, so it's all good.
Oh, and it's your birthday.
Yeah. Birthday celebration.
Ashley, it's Ashley's birthday on Thursday. When we have exams on Thursday. I feel so sorry for him.
Mine's on Monday.
Awesome.
I can't wait to
It's my birthday next Sunday.
I know.
Epicness, I just realised. Love it.
Yeah, your birthday is like a week.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. So excited.
6 days after mine.
And we're going to meet that dude. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'm not coming with you.
Yeah, you are. I really want you to come.
Okay.
In case he's like a paedophile.
I'm not coming on the weekends though. Weekends are mine.
No, next week. Like in the week.
Okay. Sometime. Not on Christmas or anything.
No, like...
Like who the fuck would do that?
Like, no, not on Christmas Day. Not on Christmas Eve. Not on Boxing Day. Not on the day after Boxing Day. And not on the day after that because that's my birthday.
Yeah.
But like...
Definitely not Boxing Day. I love Boxing Day.
But like...
Oh, epic.
Just like one day next week.
Stone. Look,
I know.
It's indent.
I know.
It's
I've had this bottle for months.
I know, but I just noticed it.
I know. I love it. It's awesome. It smells really nice. So.
I know.
Love Sanex.
I use it.
Although I can't smell it anymore myself because I use it.
Sanex is like the only thing that doesn't make me burst out in rashes.
Yeah, same. And my dad. We got
What, deodorant?
Yeah.
No, I meant body wash.
No, I can use body wash. It's just deodorant. I need to use
anything
Sanex.
I put on my skin except deodorant and perfume.
I use that.
Fucks up
and
my
I was
skin.
Like fucking sore as shit. My skin was cracking.
Owie.
It was horrible. So I went to see the doctor about because my dad went to see the doctor about because he got a boil. I didn't bother going to the doctor, but my dad went to see the doctor because he had a boil coming up. And this is just because you're using some shitty deodorant, so you switch to Sanex. He was using Shore.
I'm going to the doctor on
Thursday. Shore for men.
I like Shore.
Don't recommend that because it gives you boils.
It doesn't give me boils, thank God. Yeah, Thursday I'm going to the doctor's.
What are you going to the doctor about?
Contraception. I think I might get that jab.
I seriously think you shouldn't. I seriously
Why?
Think you should go for the coil.
Yeah, but then I have to get it fucking implanted.
Yeah, but then you never have to worry about it again, do you?
It's yeah, like, but what there... if I want babies?
Then you take it out. Yeah, Hannah White had one put in.
Did and she?
It's gone now.
When?
A couple of months back. She showed me it. You can feel it through
the
skin.
Why is it gone?
Because she didn't like it.
Why?
Because it was... I don't know why she didn't like it, actually.
What, did it like have a scar or did it show through?
I think it showed through. That's why she didn't like it.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, that was the only reason she didn't like
I
it.
I might
could
have
see
that.
It through her skin because her skin was so fair.
Oh, yeah, you probably won't see it
but,
through
But I think
wear long sleeves,
it just worked for you.
Yeah.
It's just one finger implanted and it's done.
Yeah.
Never have to worry about it again. Although I'd still recommend using condoms.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Not if I'm with one person all the time, though.
Well, no, because you had thrush before, didn't you?
Yeah.
Or whatever. You could give that to Matt.
I had water infection.
Well,
you
could
give
that.
Those.
Well, if you ever had thrush, you could give that to Matt.
Yeah, I know.
That's why you should use condoms and stuff.
I haven't got thrush, though.
No, I know. You don't.
And water infections, you can't pass on.
No, I know. Actually, no, you can't. It's urine, isn't it?
Yeah, so... Mm.
So I've been watching quite a bit of TV lately, which is no surprise, really, because I do watch quite a bit of TV.
Yeah. You're never on Skype.
No, I'm never on Skype because I'm watching TV, because I enjoy watching TV. But there are some rather quite annoying adverts that are putting me right off. The first one is the co-op advert. And it's actually ruined one of my favourite songs of the winter. Warm This Winter by Gabriella. Kill Me, or is it Chill? Kill Me? Kill Me or Chill Me?
Chill Me.
I'm sure it was Kill Me.
Chill Me.
They're just saying chill me now, because kill me sounds like he's gonna, like, so she's gonna come and rape you and then, like,
no,
murder
kill
you. Yeah, well, I know rape she's gonna. Gabriella, rape me would be that. We should still make a spoof one. Gabriella, rape me. Gabriella, molest me.
Gabriella, stick a cock up my ass, mate.
No.
What? Lol, what?
But that co-op advert is basically a nativity scene. Nothing to do with food whatsoever. And it's like, yeah, the nativity scene opens. And it's like 2 weeks to 2 weeks to Christmas. This was like on the weekend when we put our trip. 2 weeks to Christmas. And I'm like, okay, 2 weeks to Christmas. What's this an advert for? Fucking the shitty music comes on that I really detest right now, because I cannot stand that song anymore because of the co-op. And it's like they're fucking dressed up as sheep and some chocolates and like fucking co-op food.
That sounds epic to me.
Like, what the fuck?
That's epic to me.
It's not epic. And then suddenly the camera zooms out of the like church hall where they're doing this nativity play and goes across the road to the fucking co-op where you see them buying the food that they're playing as in the freaking nativity play.
That sounds funny.
Oh my god, that advert pisses me off so much. That's just the first advert that pisses me off. The ones that have been really pissing me off for months and months and months are the freaking Lloyd's adverts.
What ones are those? Everybody loves that song.
Fucking hate that song.
It's like a techno.
I just want to shoot him in the face. Whoever made that song needs to be shot.
What about that cough sweet one? Where they're
yeah,
like
the
screaming.
Lockets one.
I don't get
it's like,
that.
What the fuck are they screaming? It just scares me, that ever.
It does scare
me.
Ow! Stop it.
That's what they say in the advert.
I know. Isn't that necessary?
Yes,
though?
It is necessary, because we need to, the audience needs to know.
Though.
I kind of do
you
like
know,
the Christmas adverts.
Coke
the
one.
Coke advert, they're racist.
You don't know that's it's Christmas until
I know,
that
and that Coke advert's racist.
Why is it racist?
There is not a single person who isn't white in that advert. They're
so?
All white. There's no
so?
Black people.
So?
No Asians. There's no Asians.
I bet if you randomly took 10 people out of our school, they would all be white.
Yeah, but you kind of like racist. You kind of like rig it so there's
no,
like
no.
No, but if you're making an advert, an animated advert, because it is animated, it's not real
I
people.
Really
I hasten
hate
to add.
People who say, "Oh, there's no white people in there, so it's racist." That's
no,
fucking
yeah,
bullshit.
It kind of is though.
It's bullshit.
It kind of is.
It's complete bullshit.
No, it's not complete bullshit.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If you're making an advert, you're gonna put one of multicultures in. Especially
what?
If it's
so
a freaking Christmas advert. It's not just white people
right,
to celebrate
so
Christmas.
You think someone was like, oh, I'm racist, because so I'm not going to put any
no,
white.
No, they didn't do it purposefully.
Or,
I don't think they did it purposefully.
Yeah, it's
they
not racist.
Just
that's
did it.
Not racist.
They kind of
coincidence.
They kind of just did it, I think, just because it happened. And
if
then
you're being racist,
it should have been like, oh shit, there's
intent.
No black. No, it's not. It's
yes,
not with
it
intent.
Is.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, I disagree.
Yes, it is.
Racism isn't
yes,
just doesn't
it
have
is.
To be with intent. You could be hateful towards a black person because they're black, but not have any harmful intent. You could just be like joking around, but they might take it harmfully, and then it's not intent. You weren't intentfully being horrible.
Well, that's not racism.
Well, it kind of is racism.
No, it's not. So
yes,
if they've
is.
Taken it as offence.
Well, yeah, if you're offending black
that's
people
their problem.
And calling
no,
them niggers
that,
or,
yeah,
or
that's
whatever.
Racism.
Exactly.
And someone's saying it with intent.
I suppose you're right, but I just have to say.
But if you're calling someone a nigger or like something other racist,
like
racist,
or,
yeah, you're not going to say that without intent.
I just said it without intent. I don't
yeah,
hate black people at all.
Yeah, because it's a scenario.
It's a scenario.
Oh, don't fucking start.
Scenario.
Don't even start.
I shocked myself yesterday. I was in Asda looking at like curries and shit, and it was like a curry with cauliflower, and then I said tomatoes.
That doesn't shock me. You always do things like that.
Tomatoes? I was like, am I American? What the fuck's going on here?
You always do things
kind
like
of shocking
that.
For me. Oh my god.
No, it's not shocking for you.
It was. I never say tomatoes.
No, I didn't say that. But you
I never say potatoes.
Who the fuck says American people say potatoes?
In some countries they say potatoes.
Yeah, like Alaskans and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, Sarah Palin does. I got my potato.
Oh, look, I can see potatoes from my house.
Sweet potato. Mm-mm-mm. I want a sweet potato. Sweet potato. That's why I want a sweet potato.
They're nice.
It's like that song in it. I say potato, you say potato. I say tomato.
Who really says
you
potato?
Say tomato. I don't know. Someone must say potato is in that song.
Potato.
The other adverts that bug me are the charity ones. You know the ones where it's like, we are a charity. And we are pretending to help people around the world. And we need £1 million from you within 5 minutes, otherwise you're going to get smited by the almighty Jesus.
You're so cynical.
We had some douchebag coming to our door for Macmillan Cancer Research, yeah?
Oh, because that's such a bad thing, fucking charity for cancer.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe he goes to me. I didn't have a clue who he was. He goes, are you up for a good time? I was like,
whoa!
I was like, it depends who's asking. He goes, are you up for a good time? I goes, I suppose so. He was kind of hot. I thought, okay, might as well just like say, okay, yeah. He goes, oh, okay, are you 18? No. Okay, can I go speak to someone? And I goes, yeah, I'll just go get someone. And I gets my mum. He goes to my mum, are you up for a good time? And my mum's like, what? He goes, I'm from a bit of cancer, blah, blah, blah. And she, oh my God, he was so fucking pushy. I just wanted to slam a door in his face. I can't stand people who come to my door asking for free money. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like if I came around to your house and go, yeah, I'm working for Stephen Radford Charity. I'd like some money, please.
Yeah, but that's not have a...
Some? I am poor. Need some money?
Yeah, but that's not with the actual...
how do you know he was actually with Macmillan? He might have been a con man.
Could have asked him.
That's a good con.
Can I have some proof?
We could pretend
to
be charity and go into people's houses, get their credit card details. Say, oh yeah, we'll sign you up with your credit card, and they'll get their credit card details and fucking scam them.
What sort of charity asked for your credit card details?
I don't know. But this
not
one will.
Not many.
This will be called the Con Men Amnesty United. Common Amnesty United. And so we go around and we're going to go around conning people of their monies.
I'd be quite good at that. I could give
monies
them the look.
They actually did a job for. They didn't just go and ask for money. Free money. Yeah. They didn't ask for free money. They actually worked for their money.
Wow.
They actually had to go and con it off people.
I can go and give them the look, Steve.
The look. You could be like, really? Really?
Have a look at these bad boys.
Yeah. So is there any adverts that really piss you off?
No.
None at all?
I don't watch very much TV. Other than the Locket one. That doesn't piss me off. It's weird.
I love lemons and I love fish.
I love grapes.
Oh, I love beating eggs. Oh, I do. I love beating eggs. It's so relaxing.
When adverts come on, I usually just like walk out the room and make
walk out the room. I kind of do that, but sometimes I just
or
can't
check
rest
my
to move.
Phone.
Yeah,
or
I usually
text
check my
someone.
iPod or whatever. I'll tweak them. It's just a fucking annoying. Bullshit crap. And
you don't
all that bollocks.
You don't have to really watch them anymore.
And also, as we're talking about Twitter, just bringing this up again. Got plugger. Fucking yeah. Go to thefagandhagshow.com. You can email us there. I did
not
have
the,
an email. I meant to read
the
out, I think.
Fagandhagshow.com.
Yeah, it's thefagandhagshow.com. There. And you can email us back. You got all our old shows on there. So if you missed any, go back and listen to them all because they are quality episodes. Quality programming from quality people here in Bristol. Which is not a quality
was really
city.
Quite good. I like Bristol.
I don't know, it's shit.
I like Bristol.
No, it's not. Actually bollocks.
No, it's not. I like Bristol. No, it's not.
Pierre was like, we go to Pierre, do you like Bristol? He's like, oh, I suppose. And I was like, oh, really?
Yeah, but he's a toss.
Like, he's like, oh, yes, the nightlife is good here. Yeah. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
really?
We're not old enough for the nightlife yet.
No, but I'm going to try and go down to Flaunt, I think it's called. Or Jive.
You should go
I think it's called Jive.
You should go to the Flamingo Club. I swear my sister.
I think is that the one by City of Bristol College?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted to go to because I went past it. It looks really fun.
It looks really fun. Yeah.
So I think me and you should go down there.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get hit on by lesbians. So
do you
want to
try
like,
and go down there one weekend?
We'll never get in. It's for 21s and over.
Oh, fuck off. Why do they spoil all our fun?
You've got to be 21 to get into a nightclub.
Not always.
Most of them.
That's sad. That's really, we went down this road. I think I told
I'm too short to get.
I think I told Duncan on the way back. I went up to fix my cousin's Xbox, and my uncle gave me a lift back. And we went down this fucking road, and I was like, "Where the fuck are we? This is some shady ass street here." Mm. We went past some woman. She had her boot open. She was selling off all this secondhand shit, like fucking wallpaper. I thought, okay, fair enough, we're doing that. Then we went past a strip club. And then we went past a massage parlour. And you know what those fucking massage parlours mean. They mean fucking brothel. That's what they mean. Because they had some slutty-ass picture of some woman on the freaking...
Yeah, that's exactly what they mean.
Exactly. It was a brothel.
It wasn't a brothel. It was a massage
No, it
parlor
was not a
massage. A massage parlour. Your cock for
and
money.
And they give you a little bit extra massaging down in that
they
area.
They massage your cock for money.
There you go. And then we went
partner?
Past some gay bar called the Bristol's Bear Bar, and I was scared.
Oh no!
I was scared as shit.
Why?
This street.
You were in a car.
I was in a car in a street where some freaky woman was stood next to me selling shit out of a car. Across the road was a strip bar, and on the corner was Bristol's Bear Bar. Oh my god! Where the fuck was I?
I think
there was this shop selling cannabis seeds. Freaking cannabis seeds.
That's not legal, is it?
No, I mean, holy shit, though.
Growing it is.
All in this one street. It was like Shady Avenue.
You have those streets.
Have you ever been in a situation like that where you're in some like shady place?
Yeah, when
like...
I went to London. They're everywhere. Though.
What happened?
There's not a shady situation. It's just like... The whole street was just filled with sex shops.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's like,
no,
why would anyone
I
go there?
I don't care to buy sex toys.
Yeah, I suppose so, but if you ever heard of the internet, you can do it in privacy. Oh, when I did issue my paper round around that shop, there was some bloke in there once dropped buying a porn magazine. And he pulls off the shelf, like, pretending to look at the ones below it. And he's like, no. Oh, let me just look at there quickly. Oh, there we go again. My eyes are wandering up to the top shelf. Grabs one out, like fucking hiding it as shit, like making sure no one's looking at him when he buys this magazine. Goes over, and the bloke goes, "Oh, that's a good one, yeah." He fucking buys it, and the bloke's face was like, "Oh my god!" So he buys the magazine, and he's like, he fucking shoves it in his jacket. He zips up, and he walks home like this.
Oh, that's
I was
like a film.
Pissing myself as shit. Oh my days.
That's great.
I
think
I'd
do that for just a
laugh.
I don't
buy porn magazines anymore, though. They're kind of redundant.
Yeah, that's what the
internet
is for.
There's videos, and there's freaking internet.
Yeah.
Why would anyone look at a picture?
There's, like, YouTube for porn.
Yeah.
There's lots of those, actually.
Yeah, I only go to one. All the other ones just seem to be straight porn. It's really boring. It's like, give me some homos any day.
Give me anything. I'm not fussy.
Yeah, you are. You like lasers. We discovered that last week. And you did the leg thing again. Put your pink triangle away.
It's not very pink at the moment. It's red more like.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, it
You won't be getting any this week, then.
Well, only lasts for 3 days, so.
Oh. See, women make it out that it's like a freaking month-long thing, and they're always like in pain and agony, and it's like.
It really does
it's
hurt.
It's 3 days.
No, it isn't. For most people, it's like a week.
I'm
quite lucky.
Yeah, you are.
My back fucking hurts. I'm not joking. But I don't moan about it. I get on with it.
Get on with your life.
But it does really fucking hurt. But it's worse if you stay still. So you just gotta get up and do it. So. And my tummy hurts sometimes, but not much.
So you get tummy backache and fanny pains.
I don't get fanny pains.
You don't get fanny pains?
No, you just got blood coming out of there.
Nice.
It's just your back hurts and your tummy hurts.
So we kind of digressed from the actual topic of today's show, which was funny looking celebrities. So
no,
you,
it wasn't.
It was?
No, it wasn't.
I think that's what we picked. What was
no,
it?
No, I picked the woman from the Christmas cooking channel.
The woman for the Christmas show.
Yeah.
The Daily Cooks, the Christmas Cooks Challenge. Gina was hot on that mind.
Oh my god.
His teeth are too perfect though. Just have to yellow them up a little bit with some coffee.
Ugh. Why would you want to yellow anyone's teeth?
Because they were too fucking white and they look fake as shit.
So?
They were just not real. Pretty. They just didn't look real.
They're probably real. They've just got painted.
He was just yummy. I'd do him anyway.
Mm.
The woman on there was so funny, though. I don't know her name. I need to find it out.
Yeah, fucking hilarious. I think she's a really famous actor.
Ooh. I was almost in fits when she said about, oh, well, I can't be bothered to make a pudding. Do you know what I do? I get some walnuts and a jar of honey. And I was thinking, oh, she's going to make something really nice, Alan. And I put those walnuts in that honey and I fish them out. And they all go gooey and nice. And it's like, oh! And then she goes, oh, that's really nutritious, isn't it? And Anthony just like, says, yeah.
But it's not. It's just like completely.
It's just
sugar.
Like fucking sugar and some fat. And that's why she's a fat whore.
She wasn't a fat whore.
She's quite chubby.
Yeah, nans are.
No,
if you don't have
I
a nan
disagree.
That's just not a nan. Yeah.
That's true, actually.
That's just not.
Yeah,
a nan.
I don't like the skinny little runt ones. It's like there's nothing to hug.
Yeah.
It's like get over.
I like nans. They make me want to pinch them on the cheek, and like granddads as well.
Well, like my nan.
Yeah.
With the exclamation marks.
Your nan's epic.
Extra exclamation marks for Steven's friend.
I was like, hi, nanny.
We could talk to her on Skype after this.
No, I can't be bothered. I want to go down and watch you play Xbox.
Oh my days, you're obsessed with that thing now.
I know, I can't wait.
I am so excited about Christmas.
And me.
I can't wait. So we're going to do our Christmas show. Do you want to record that today or do you want to...
I'm not recording today.
We're going to pre-record it for whenever it's going to release. We're going to release
it
on Christmas Eve.
No, I can't do it tomorrow because we're in it at different times.
I'm going to release it on Christmas Eve, which will be Christmas Day for Duncan. I'm going to be like dying when I speak to
him.
Record
it on Christmas Eve.
No, I can't.
I was going to say. I thought you said we're going to...
No, we're
going to
pre-record
it,
and we're going to release... I'm going to release it on Christmas Eve. But it's going to kill me listening to Duncan going about Christmas Day, and we're still stuck in
Christmas
Eve.
Yeah, but Christmas. It's fucking summer
Sunny.
Over there.
They have barbecue.
That would just not be right.
I was chatting to my auntie about what she does, and she goes down on the beach with her family, and they have a barbecue.
Fuck that.
For Christmas.
What do they barbecue? A turkey?
They get steaks and pig and a little bit of chicken.
Ham.
No turkey.
Yeah, pig is turkey.
No, pig isn't turkey.
Yeah, you just said pig and I said, oh, ham.
I said, no
turkey.
I said, no, there isn't any turkey. No, I meant no as in there's no turkey involved.
Oh, right, I thought you meant no turkey. No, comma, turkey. Not no,
slag.
No comma. Turkey.
No turkey involved is what I was meaning.
Right.
And there is no turkey involved in Australia Christmas dinner. So I'm going to have to save
That's
this week's show before I actually do anything with it.
Yeah,
last week I kind of
Steven's
accidentally
tops.
Deleted it. And that's why last week's show was uber quiet
uber
and you couldn't
quiet.
Hear anything.
Yeah. I didn't even listen to last week's show.
I listened a little bit. For once.
You just wanted to listen to us argue again.
I did. I skimmed through and listened. And it sounded okay. I had to turn my volume up full volume, but I usually do anyway.
Yeah, everyone does.
Because that microphone's so quiet.
Mm.
If I turn it up, it goes all fuzzy and horrible.
Yeah, get a better microphone then.
Well, if you are willing to pay 60 quid.
Stop that.
Well, there you go then.
I ordered my Christmas presents last night.
Yeah, you said. What did you get? They're all for you anyway. So.
Yeah, I know.
I love how you order your own Christmas presents.
Yeah, with my mum's money because she hasn't got a debit card or anything.
I love having a surprise on Christmas Day. It's just
yeah,
there's nothing beats
Mum always
the surprise.
Gets me a surprise.
What? Do you know what your surprise is going to be? Because that
no,
kind of ruined the object of the surprise.
I always say what I want, and then she gets me something on top of that.
You're seriously going off mic now. I haven't
care.
Been monitoring you.
I don't care.
My
that hurt?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, just a little.
Right. My life is made then.
Yeah, it should be. What are you looking at?
Is that any recording one?
No, it looks like it is, but actually it records both channels. It's really, really odd the way it does record.
Right.
I have no idea why it does that.
Oh, that's okay.
No
then.
Idea.
I was just wondering.
So I did a little bit of tidying up when I had my shower earlier. It was kind of a tip in here. And I was ashamed of myself. Ashamed that I let it get in that
state.
I see
your cameras over there.
Yes, and I didn't have any fun with Matt last night, if that's what you're thinking.
You best not had any fun with Matt.
Not your Matt.
Oh, right, I was going to say.
I didn't even have your Matt added on MSN. Does he even have MSN?
Yeah, of course he does.
Do you want to give it to me?
I don't know it.
You suck.
It's on my MSN.
I'll give it to me later. Yeah, okay. I want to talk to him.
Apparently, he does know you.
He knows me.
Not knows you, but was talking to you once on Kevin's MSN. You were trading yo mama jokes.
No, that's not me.
Might have been George.
Probably was George. It definitely wouldn't have been me.
Yeah. Yeah, because he just knows quite, like, some people through Kevin.
Oh, fucking Kevin. He's creepy as shit, man.
He's had chlamydia twice.
He goes to me. That message he left me on my picture just creeped me out to no end. Hello, Fitty. Will you go out with me?
And I was like, desperate.
Even I'm not that desperate.
I know, but he's fucked up in the head as well, so.
Well, he goes to me, oh, I'm not a twat anymore. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, the fact that you just said I'm not a twat means you're probably double a twat.
Yeah, probably that you're just a total douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really tired.
Am I?
So I think we're going to cut the show there.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so go and look at our website and send us emails.
And our Twitters, please.
Yeah, they're all on the website.
Followers.
The fag and hacks don't come, yeah.
Yeah, guys. Bye.
Oh, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't subscribed in iTunes.
Yeah, you fuckers. Oh, why ain't you subscribing? 21 subscribers? Well, fuck you.
Go. No, it's more than 21, actually. I don't know, but it's 21. It's not many. It's pitiful. 21.
It's 21.
Pitiful.
Yeah.
It's pitiful, that's 21 guys. Followers, pitiful. Not subscribers. But, yeah, there you go.
Whatever.
I mean, subscribe to the feed. Leave us a review on iTunes and...
Leave us a review anywhere.
Yeah, Podcast Alley, that. Do that, vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Yeah, yeah.
But review on iTunes would be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
We have one from Kevin, but he was on the show, so it kind of makes it seem like.
Yeah.
He reviewed himself. But he reviewed it before he did the show.
Don't.